We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lowell.
Well, good evening, everybody. It's Nate Lowell with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Live from Gilbertsville, Mount Upton tonight, it's the GMU Raiders taking on Morris in Tri-Valley girls basketball action. Want to welcome you all into the Butler Auto pregame show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area, plus they have local rentals. And remember, no matter your credit situation, Butler Auto will get you financed on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Now, tonight's game is kind of unique. It's the Tri-Valley playoffs, but the championship matchup is already decided. That will be Lawrence against Cherry Valley Springfield. CVS is the one seed. Lawrence is the three seed. Basically, the rest of the teams in the league have what they pretty much call a mini tournament. So they play some extra games, and they get extra sectional points from these games. So tonight's game is one of those. GMU is the sixth seed in the playoffs, and Morris is the eighth seed. So another reason we're here tonight is we might see some more history on the floor tonight. Last night we saw Scott Murphy. He was the fourth boy in Morris history to join the 1,000 career point club. We did that game last night up in Morris. Tonight we're down here at GMU. I don't want to give away too many secrets this early in the broadcast. We'll see how things shape up, but there could be some history here tonight made as well. Just a few weeks ago, early last week, it was Hannah Bonskowski for GMU. She joined the 1,000 career point club, and so we got to be here for that. It has been a really fun year in terms of 1,000 career point scores. I believe I told Craig earlier today, we have six that have joined the 1,000 career point club in the WCDO coverage area this year, and there's a couple more on the radar, so you want to stay tuned as we really try to make a big effort to get to those games because we know it's such a big milestone for those athletes. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to tell you some more about the Tri-Valley League Championship and some big news for MAC girls basketball, including some games that will affect Sydney and Unitego. So we will let you know when we come back. It's the Butler Auto pregame show tonight. Morris and Gilbertsville Mount Upton girls here on WCDO.
Hey, what's up? You know, I'm frustrated. I'm looking for a decent car for Julie before she heads back to college, but all these dealers only have SUVs and trucks on the lot, and those are a lot more expensive.
You haven't been to Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, have you?
No, not yet.
Well, problem solved, my friend. Go to Butler Auto Sales. I was just on their website. They've got tons of actual cars at affordable prices, too.
Really?
As a matter of fact, they have many cars with monthly payments of $300 or less. I remember seeing, like, Toyota Corollas and Camrys, Ford Fiestas, Fusions, Subaru Legacies, some Nissan Ultimas, Chevy Malibus, and Sparks.
Well, imagine that, a car dealer that actually has cars on the lot.
Butler Auto has guaranteed credit approval, no matter your credit history. Stop by Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza, or see them all online at butlerautosales.com.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, high-speed fiber optic internet, and our other services, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500. DTC of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey everybody, Nate Lowell with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Morris girls visiting GMU. The pride of Route 51 is on the line here tonight. So, again, Tri-Valley Championships is the next time we'll be on the air. Those games are on Saturday at 5 and 7 o'clock. They're at Oneonta High School. Again, that's the Tri-Valley League Basketball Championships. Girls are at 5. Boys are at 7. Just some notes for you. There's no admission charge, no pre-sale tickets for those games. So it's pretty much first come, first serve. Make sure you get to that game early. Maybe stay for both games if you want to get good parking and a good seat. Just a word for the wise. Now, in terms of MAC girls basketball, there's two divisions in the MAC. The winner of each division will go to the championship game on the 17th of this month. But each division has a complete tie at the top of the division. So the one division has Sydney and Unitego tied. The other division has Oxford and Green tied. This is just for the girls. They're going to play a tiebreaker game on Saturday. Those games are going to be played at Unadilla Valley. There is no admission charge to those games. Oxford versus Green is at 5:30. Sydney versus Unitego is at 7. So those games obviously conflict with the Tri-Valley Championship. We've decided we're going to send one of our WCDO staff members to UV. They'll be checking in with me while I'm on the radio in Oneonta for the Tri-Valley games, and we are going to try to cover as best we can all four games at one time, giving you the score updates from the MAC games while we bring you the play-by-play of the Tri-Valley games. That might sound confusing. I'll try to explain it a few more times tonight, but just want to spread the word as much as we can that we want to support all our local athletes. There's some huge games going on right now, and we're going to do our best to bring you all the action. And, of course, Tri-Valley Championship this week. Next week will be the Delaware League Championship, followed by the MAC Championship on the 16th and 17th. We'll also be keeping an eye on our teams that are in the stack. The Oneonta boys are going to be playing in the stack semifinals next week. Busiest time of the year, folks. I swear, I close my eyes at night when I go to bed. I blink, and I wake up, and we start it all over again. So tonight, GMU and Morris, we could see some history. That's why we're here tonight, and it should be a great ball game. This is one of the oldest rivalries in the Tri-Valley League. When it was, you know, Gilbertsville and Morris, that was always a great rivalry, and now GMU and Morris. I can speak firsthand from what it means to both towns. So we'll take a break. We're going to pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups here on the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Remember that Butler has those two lots in Sydney, and they have the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area, and they will get you financed either on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Morris and GMU tonight on the girls' side. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Now get ice fishing supplies, including rod and reel combos, tip-ups, seat buckets, and a variety of jigs and power bait at Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge.
Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge, has amazing Valentine's Day and football specials to offer. Reservations are strongly recommended for the Valentine's dinner on Saturday, February 11th, featuring a special menu for two. And you'll want to place your Sunday to-go orders early. Jerry's Inn will be open Sunday from noon till 6:30. Call them at 607-320-4545 to make your Valentine's dinner reservation and place your football to-go orders. Check out Jerry's Inn on Facebook for Valentine's Day and big game special menus.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. We've gone through our starting lineups here tonight, and now we're going to pause for the national anthem. They were kind of doing some special lineups here on one of the last home games of the season, so that took a little bit longer. But now we will pause for the national anthem. Morris and GMU tonight here on CDO. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. A very nice national anthem here tonight at GMU. And we'll get you set here for the starting lineups. First for the visiting Morris Mustangs and head coach Rhoda Flint. They will start with senior number one, Carissa Richards. Sophomore number two, Hannah Wist. A freshman number 13, Amira Ross. A sophomore number 15, Mackenzie Hoyt. And a junior number 23, Maddie Coleman. On the other side for GMU and head coach Tanya Barnes, they will start with sophomore number 3, Alyssa Sorochinski, senior number 5, Hannah Bonskowski, junior number 23, Mackenzie Barnes, senior number 24, Kendra Hammond, and a freshman number 35, Mackenzie Marin. We're all set to go here tonight. Morris and GMU live on the radio here on WCDO. We're glad to have you along. Morris is in the Road Royal blue uniforms, the white trim, says Morris in white lettering across the front of the uniform. They win the opening tip, and Carissa Richards will have the ball. GMU's in the home whites with the gold and the blue trim, and Morris goes left to right on your radio dial. Here is Richards with a shot from the right side. It's just a little strong, but Morris tracks down the rebound, and it looks like we'll have Bonskowski guarding Carissa Richards tonight. Not unexpected, but probably two of the better players on the floor here. They'll be going toe-to-toe. Richards into the teeth of the defense, misses a little runner, and a rebound here for Mackenzie Marin. And an outlet pass here to GMU's Kendra Hammond. She'll bring it down the floor as GMU goes right to left. They'll try to work it into the teeth of the defense here. Bonskowski will have it. And now float one over to Kendra Hammond. Back to Bonskowski. She's immediately double-teamed. I'm sure Morris will be aware of her. A block now by Maddie Coleman, as GMU tried to take a shot in the corner with 7 on the shot clock. And so this will be an out-of-bounds play on the baseline in front of the Morris bench. We're just about a minute in. We're scoreless at GMU tonight between the Raiders and the Mustangs on the girls' side. See if GMU is aware of the shot clock. They go to Bonskowski, 3 left on the shot clock. The runner in the paint, a little too strong. Rebound picked up and scooped up by Carissa Richards. Richards back down the floor, finds Hannah Wist. Pump fakes, teeth of the defense. Jumper for Wist is good. And if you can get Richards and Wist going, it's a deadly combo here for this Morris Mustang squad. So it's a 2-0 lead for Morris over GMU. 6:45 to go here in the first quarter. GMU back down the floor here. Tri-Valley playoff basketball tonight. Bonskowski for 3, left it short. Rebound is picked up here by Morris and Amira Ross. Ross down the floor. We'll leave it into the safe hands of Carissa Richards. Morris lost a heartbreaker earlier this week by a point in the early rounds of the Tri-Valley playoffs, as Carissa Richards hits a shot here, her first 2 points of the night, lost by a point, 38-37 on the road at Richfield. So they're looking to get some revenge here tonight. A pull-up jumper is off the mark for GMU's Kendra Hammond. Gets her own rebound, looks to scoop it up, rattles in and out. Rebound again here from Mackenzie Barnes. No, Marin gets another opportunity, and now we got a jump ball. And so she will hold on to it here. Good battle for that ball. With 5:55 to go in the first quarter, a 4-0 lead early for Morris over GMU. Nate Lull with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Now a steal on the inbounds by Hannah Wist. Wist on the baseline, gets herself in a tough spot, threw it out of bounds as she tried to shovel one over for Richards. And GMU will get it back with 5:50 to go in the first quarter, an early 4-0 lead. Pretty good crowd here tonight at Gilbert Swillmont Upton as the Raiders take on the Mustangs, and the Mustangs lead early 4-0 in the Tri-Valley playoffs. Chance of let's go Raiders. Here's Bonskowski for three. It's too long. Rebound is tracked down by GMU, but Richards will steal it away. And here comes Carissa down at the right side of the floor. Richards into the teeth of the defense, wants to pull up on a jumper. It won't go. Rebound for GMU. And across midcourt, Kendra Hammond takes it coast to coast. Her shot was off the mark, and Maddie Coleman with another rebound. She's been really cleaning up the glass well. Several double-digit games of rebounds in the last couple of weeks for Maddie Coleman of Morris. Here is Richards to the left side. Baseline drive for Richards. Tosses it up, rolls off the back of the rim. Couldn't get the shot to go, but she was fouled with 5:03 to go in the first quarter and an early 4-0 lead for Morris over GMU. Timeout's going to be taken here by GMU. So again, our early lead is Morris 4 and GMU nothing. 5 minutes to go first quarter. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull with you tonight here on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU, and we appreciate you listening in there. Morris with the ball out of the timeout, going left to right. Richards into the left corner. Chance of defense here from the student section at GMU. Ball back up near midcourt. Richards lost. Got it lost, in a tough spot. Reach-in foul is going to be on Bonskowski right at the logo at midcourt. First foul of the game here on Bonskowski with 4:50 to go in this first quarter. Two team fouls on GMU, none on Morris so far. So again, 4:50 to go in this first quarter. And Amira Ross will get it into Carissa Richards as Morris again in the blue with the white trim here tonight, setting it up. They'll go to the right side for Amira Ross. Ross with the traveling violation lifted that pivot foot, and it's going to go back to GMU. So again, 4:40 to go here in this first quarter. 4-0 lead for Morris over GMU, and the Raiders will bring it back down the floor with Kendra Hammond, the senior guard. We'll go to Barnes on the right wing side. GMU working it around the top of the arc. They try to go to the high post now for Sorochinski. She lost it out of bounds and back to Morris, and GMU just has not found their rhythm so far offensively here tonight. With 4.5 to go in this first quarter, Morris still leading 4-0. Glad to have you along, as we could see some history here tonight between the Raiders and the Mustangs. We'll keep you posted on that throughout tonight's broadcast. Richards to the left side. We'll pull it back out. Wants a three, and oh, it was halfway down and then rimmed out. And back down the floor here for Hammond. Almost caught from behind, and then a double dribble. Good defense there by Hannah Wist, was chasing her down and just got enough of a fingertip on it that I think Kendra panicked a little bit there and caused the double dribble. So Morris will get it back. Hannah Wist, fantastic three-sport player, only a sophomore here for Morris, one of the best softball pitchers in the area. Richards with a little up and under, got around a screen and scored, and Carissa now has 4 points to start things off, and Morris leads 6-0 with 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Raiders with the basketball now, trying to find their first points of the evening. Hammond, far side, jumper too strong. Marin with a rebound, but lost control of it to Amira Ross, who then stepped out of bounds on the end line. And it'll go back to GMU with 3:40 to go in the first quarter. Bonskowski doing the inbounding. They'll look to get it in. Floats one up, finds Barnes. Her jumper is off the mark. And a rebound by Hannah Wist on the far side. Wist, shot out of a cannon down the left side. Picks up her dribble in a tough spot. They're able to hold on to it here. Carissa Richards will scoop it up. Goes to Wist on the left side. Wist floats one over. Finds Ross for a long two. Off the back of the rim. Rebound for Sorochinski of GMU. With 3:15 to go in the first frame. Back down the floor for Hammond. The top of the key will set up the offense here for GMU. Now to Sorochinski. And they'll try to go down low here for Barnes. They find her. She's partially blocked, though. Great defense by the Mustangs on the interior, and then we'll have a jump ball. As coming on the back end there was Mackenzie Hoyt to get a piece of that shot by Barnes and then tie her up. With 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, the Mustangs pitching a shutout here so far, 6-0 over GMU. Here is Richards back down the floor for the Morris Mustangs. Comes off a screen to the right side. A lot of contact there. Richards with a three. Left it short. Bonskowski with a rebound. Down the right side of the floor. Dishes one off. Finds Barnes, who's blocked by Richards. Great job getting back on defense. Carissa, long pass ahead for Hannah Wist. Wist then gets double-teamed. Is able to dribble her way out of it. Morris will reset the offense here with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. A 6-0 lead for the Mustangs. Richards comes off a double screen into the left corner. Bonskowski's really having to fight through those screens to try to keep up with her. A three by Richards is no good. Rebound for GMU. It's going to be a tough night for Bonskowski to fight her way through all those screens. 2:15 to go in the first quarter. And here comes GMU back down the floor, going right to left. Sorochinski into the corner, finds Barnes for a long two. Hit the rim three times and wouldn't go down. And now we got a jump ball on the rebound with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. It'll stay with GMU. A war on the interior for those rebounds with 2 minutes left here in the first quarter. And, boy, somebody put a lid here on the rim at GMU. This is normally a gym where both teams shoot the ball well. Normally you see high-scoring games here, I feel like. Tonight, so far, GMU can't find their rhythm. Ball tapped out of bounds again. It'll stay right with GMU, again with about a 1:59 to go here in the first quarter. And the Raiders will have the basketball right in front of the Morris bench as they go right to left. They'll work one in to Sorochinski down low for Barnes on the right low block. Good strong position. She's blocked by Hoyt but is fouled and will head to the line. So Mackenzie Barnes will step in to shoot two. The junior forward here for the GMU Raiders. So here we go. Settling in here at the line is Barnes looking to break the stalemate here for GMU, and she hits it. So the first one of the night here for Mackenzie Barnes. Makes it Morris 6 and GMU 1 with a 1:57 to go here in the first quarter as Barnes will settle in for number 2. And her shot is up and in and out. Rebound loose on the floor, out of bounds, and going to stay with GMU. Again with a 1:56 to go here in this first quarter. 6-1 lead for Morris over GMU, and Bonskowski will look to get it in. Finds Barnes in the corner on the left side. Comes off a screen, into the paint, lost it. Sorochinski will get it back, though. GMU will reset the offense with 25 on the shot clock. They try to go back down low for Barnes. Good position, and this time, right up off the glass on the right low block, she's able to put it in. And Mackenzie Barnes with 3 points. Cuts this lead in half. It's Morris 6 and GMU 3. Richards comes off a screen. They're looking for that double screen, and GMU doing a better job now of hedging it, making sure she just doesn't get a wide-open look. Here is Amira Ross. She wants a three on the left side. Off the front of the rim, rebound for Barnes, who's having a whale of a first quarter now. Ahead for Kendra Hammond. Through the defense, finds Hannah Bonskowski. Her jumper is no good, but she's fouled with a minute 12 to go in the first quarter. And so Hannah Bonskowski will step to the line here, a very good three-point shooter. And as we said during our Butler Auto pregame show, she joined the 1,000 career point club just last week here for the GMU Raiders. And the first shot for Hannah is in and out. Broadcaster's curse right there. That list for GMU is a combination of athletes who have done it here at GMU or both when it was Gilbertsville and Mount Upton before the merger back in 1990. Hannah's second shot at the line is good. So Bonskowski breaks the schneid and puts in her first bucket. We got a two-point ball game, folks. Morris 6, GMU 4 with a minute 5 to go here in the first quarter. Carissa comes off of a screen, gets down low, and is fouled by Mackenzie Barnes on the right low block. I believe that's going to be the first personal foul tonight here on Mackenzie Barnes, and it is. And so Morris will get it in on the baseline. They find Hannah Wist, three-point line extended. They go back to Carissa Richards, who thought about a three, but doesn't pull the trigger and pulls it back out. Richards to the high post, and now is fouled as she was trying to go around a screen near the top of the three-point arc. It was fouled by Kendra Hammond. Fourth team foul here on GMU, first personal on Kendra Hammond, with 52 seconds to go in the first quarter. So again, Morris doing the inbounding duties here. Richards with 4 points to lead the Morris Mustangs, and Mackenzie Barnes with 3 for GMU. So Amira Ross looking to get it in, and she does, to Carissa Richards. 50 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Here is Richards at the top of the key. Comes off of a screen. Wants to try to take it to the rim. Down low. Stops. Now we'll pull it back out for Amira Ross. 15 on the shot clock. GMU has settled in on defense here, making it harder and harder for Richards to get an opportunity. Now a steal by Bonskowski. Takes it down the floor. Left-handed layup. Won't go. And the rebound is scooped up by Morris, but then Sorochinski steals it back. We got a hot potato here and a jump ball. The arrow is going to give it back to Morris. Rare to see Hannah miss a layup like that on the breakaway. There was some defensive pressure, but she just couldn't flush it down. 23 seconds to go in this first quarter. And walking back down the floor here is Carissa Richards. Across the mascot logo at midcourt. Richards stops for a long two. No, off the back of the rim. Rebound Barnes. Outlet pass with 9 seconds left to Kendra Hammond here in the first quarter. Hammond stops. Finds Bonskowski. Dials up a three. No, hit the rim twice. Barnes got the rebound, but that'll do it. End of the first quarter. It's a low-scoring defensive affair. Morris girls lead GMU 6-4. We'll be back on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists. Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Start of the second quarter here live from Gilbertsville, Mount Upton tonight. Some bonus basketball, I would call it. Both these teams can't make it to the Tri-Valley Championship game, but there are sectional points on the line. And some bragging rights, of course, in this Route 51 rivalry. Always fun to see Morris and GMU get together and play. And they could meet again in sectionals. You never know. I think they're kind of hanging out in that area where they might be able to see each other in the early going. If they end up anywhere in that, you know, 7 to 11 or 12 range in the bracket, maybe they get that 8-9 game, something like that. 6-4 the score. Morris girls on top here. Here's Carissa Richards with a jumper, left it short. Ball loose on the floor, scooped up here by Wist, but she rolled out. Got her elbow on the line. And so it'll go back to GMU with 7.5 to go in the first quarter. It's 6-4. And so Kendra Hammond will walk it down the floor. Glances over at the bench to head coach Tanya Barnes, who was a heck of a player here in her day at GMU. Joined the 1,000-point club. GMU throws it away here as Hammond's pass was way too tall. So, yeah, Tanya joined the 1,000-point list and then went on and had a great career at SUNY Delhi. Good to have her back here locally helping out the girls at GMU. She's done a great job with the program. Here is Richards tripped up on the far side. And, you know, GMU's playing better defense on these screens that Morris is setting, but they are picking up some tough fouls when Carissa tries to turn the corner. second personal foul here on Kendra Hammond, and she's picked up both, trying to fight through a screen and keep up with Carissa Richards. Carissa gets an inbounds pass. Her shot buckles off the side of the rim. Rebound for Bonskowski. She's off and running. Hannah tries to take it to the rim, and up and under is no good, and she'll go to the line. And that thing rolled around the rim and then fell off on the far side, and Hannah kind of slapped the floor there and looked up like, hey, basketball gods, help me out here. Foul on Morris. Going to be on Amira Ross, her second team's first here in the second quarter. So Hannah Bonskowski to the line. No. Wow, hit that rim four times, I counted, before it rolled out. I don't know, is there something going on with the moon here tonight or something? I mean, the ball just seems to not want to go in for either team. Bonskowski looking for the second shot at the line and missed that one, too. Off the front of the rim, a rebound is a jump ball as Maddie Coleman got tied up there with Mackenzie Barnes, and the arrow is going to give it back to the Morris Mustangs. Still a 6-4 game. Morris on top of GMU. 6:50 to go, second quarter. Morris to the right side of the floor. Richards for three. No. That's her shot, too. She got a good look at it. Wouldn't go down. Wist with a rebound. Little killer crossover for Wist. Steps through. Her jumper is off the mark. Gets her own rebound, though, and pulls it out. Hannah wants to try to take it right back in. Wist with another jumper and is fouled. Shot wouldn't go, but she'll head to the line. Tough combo with Wist and Richards. Two of the premier athletes here in the Tri-Valley League. Helped that Morris-Edmiston girls soccer team win the Tri-Valley and make it all the way to the Section 4 championship game as well. So Wist at the line. Her first shot is no good. I think maybe something's going on with both of these rims right now. Both teams struggling to put it in. Second shot coming here for Hannah Wist. So she will settle in at the line, and second shot for Hannah is good. So Hannah Wist now with 3 points. So you have Morris with a 7-4 lead over GMU. Richards with four, Wist with three. On the other side, Bonskowski with one, and Barnes with three for GMU. Some easy math for me so far tonight. 7-4 our score with 6:25 to go in the first quarter. GMU going right to left in the white uniforms with the blue and gold trim. Here's Sorachinsky. Lost it as she went into the teeth of the defense. Was able to get it back, though. Sorachinsky passed to the interior. Stolen away here by Carissa Richards. And Morris has some numbers if they can get out and run. Richards across midcourt. Comes around to screen off the glass. Her shot was too strong. Rebound GMU. Sorachinsky with an outlet. Will work it over to Bonskowski, who got a pass there from Correll, who brings it back down the floor. Now they'll work it to Sorachinsky to the interior for Mackenzie Marin. Lost control of it for a second. 10 coming up on the shot clock. They'll work one back over to Bonskowski, but a steal by Wist. Ball is loose, and Richards comes away with it with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Back down the floor for Morris. Here is Wist into the teeth of the defense. Tries to throw up a shot. It was short. Coleman hustles in and grabs a good rebound. Keeps it alive here for Morris. Richards to the right side. Pulls up for a jumper. No, that won't go down. Rebound for Mackenzie Marin. And GMU, with some good rebounding, is keeping it close in this ball game. They trail 7-4 early here in the second quarter. Here is Bonskowski on the right side. Comes off of a screen to the right elbow now. Her shot is no good, but she is fouled and will head to the line. And we'll see if Hannah can find a way to put it in the hoop here. Very good foul shooter, but so far tonight has struggled. Timeout's going to be taken here by Morris with our score Morris 7, GMU 4. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience from frame to finish. Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Nate Law with you tonight here on WCDO. Also on WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you tonight by SFCU. 7-4 is our score. Morris girls leading GMU. And this will be Hannah Bonskowski back to the line here for the GMU Raiders, shooting her first shot out of the timeout. First one is up and good for Hannah. That looks more like it. Hannah now with 2 points. Makes it 7-5. Both teams struggling a little bit scoring-wise here tonight, but still a very close ball game so far. Bonskowski's second one at the line is good. And if Hannah can get her groove going, that would certainly help the Raiders. Back to a one-point game, Morris 7 and GMU 6. This is in stark contrast to the Morris boys game we did last night where everything they put up went in. That was a fast and crazy-paced game. Here's Carissa Richards with a nice drive to the hoop on the left side, and she finishes. Richards now with 6 points, makes it Morris 9 and GMU 6. Maybe the lids are off out of that timeout. Left side of the floor, Sorachinsky for 3, just a little long, skimmed the rim, was long, and then a rebound for Carissa Richards in transition. Here is Carissa, wants to take it to the interior. Her shot is good. Carissa with 8 points now. Makes it 11-6. Morris is on top with 4:20 to go here in the second quarter. Bonskowski across the midcourt timeline into the corner. Sorachinsky, another jumper there, is long again, and Richards is right there. It's like somebody hit rewind on that, and they bring it back down the floor. Richards into the paint. Takes it inside. No, a charge on Carissa Richards. Bonskowski takes that charge, planted her feet, and was able to absorb the contact there with 4:05 to go in the second quarter. With our score, Morris 11. Morris 11 and GMU 6. Some chatter here. The referee's going over to talk to the table. I think there's a warning going in the book here, I think. Not 100% sure. I'm in the balcony here tonight at GMU, so I'm not 100% connected with the referees as we usually are. Usually we sit right on the floor, but tonight in the balcony. Bonskowski, Hannah's actually asking for an explanation here. It could be one of those things, too. Sometimes when the ball goes up and it goes through the hoop, you're not supposed to touch it. That ball didn't go in. But maybe if the ball was floating around, maybe Hannah hit it. I didn't notice if she did. Sometimes you're supposed to get an official warning for that. Here's Sorachinsky for 3 as we're back underway. Richards, another rebound. One of the smallest guards on the floor is dominating the glass. Carissa takes it inside and scores. Richards into double figures. She's got 10. Makes 13-6 with 3:40 to go in the second quarter. Carissa Richards has taken over this game here for the Morris Mustangs. And now a steal by Richards. No, but Sorachinsky got it back. Ball out of bounds. It looks like it's going to stay with GMU. It was just last touched there by Carissa Richards as we come up on 3.5 to go in the second quarter. And so GMU will get it in. They'll go to Sorachinsky on the right side. Looking to start things off. They try to go to Barnes, but a steal now by Richards. Down the left side of the floor. Richards in transition off the glass. Her shot was short. Rebound loose underneath. Both teams wrestling, scrambling for it there. Jump ball is going to give it back to GMU with 3:15 to go in this second quarter. And Kendra Hammond's going to come back in now for Sorachinsky. Before we get to the third quarter, we will have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Marabito's been serving the community, keeping your family warm since 1927. At Marabito, our people make energy different. 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. 13-6 is our score. GMU with the basketball. They go to Barnes at the top of the key. Barnes finds Kendra Hammond. Steps through. Her shot up off the glass. Won't go. And the rebound is picked up here by Morris. Maddie Coleman with another big rebound. Coming off of a screen. Here comes Carissa Richards with 2:45 to go in the second quarter. Richards to the left side gets a screen. Stops for a long two. Left it short. Rebound out of bounds. as Coleman, great effort, but she couldn't track it down in time with 2:40 to go here in the second quarter. And the Raiders will look to get it in, and they will find Hammond, who will walk it down the floor here with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. And Hammond comes across midcourt, chance of let's go Raiders, as GMU tries to rally in this contest. They've had trouble scoring the ball tonight. A turnaround shot here for Mackenzie Marin is no good, but she is fouled and will head to the charity stripe. With 2:25 to go here in the second quarter, foul's going to be on Maddie Coleman, her first, team's fourth here in the second quarter. And so this will be Marin stepping in at the line, and her first shot is good. Boy, that was like a pinball machine there, but she got it to go. Hit the rim, kind of bounced around, buckled, and then fell down. Second shot coming here for Marin. And this one is too strong, and a rebound by Amira Ross of Morris with 2:20 to go in the second quarter. It's the Morris girls on top on the road tonight here in Gilbertsville, 13-7. Coming off of a screen is Richards on the left low block, and we got a reach-in foul on GMU. Third team foul here on the Raiders. Let's see who they get this one on. Again, with 2:10 to go in the second quarter, Morris will look to get the ball in. They haven't put it up on the board yet. Okay, it's going to be on Correll here for GMU. Ross gets the ball in here for the Mustangs. Picks it up in a tough spot. Is able to get it off to Wist. Wist now safely into the hands of Carissa Richards near midcourt. Richards to the right side. Stops, pops for three. Just a little short. Not enough mustard on it. And a rebound for Marin. With a minute 45 to go in the second quarter. And back down the floor for GMU as they go right to left. They find Hammond at the top of the key. She'll pull it back out with a minute 35 to go, second quarter. GMU looking for a possession here. Boy, you get a two or a three here, you're right back in this game. Bonskowski, three. Oh, halfway down, it wouldn't go. Popped out again for Hannah. Good-looking shot, looked like it was going to go. Minute 20 to go, second quarter. 13-7 our score. Mustangs back down the floor, going left to right. They're in the blue with the white trim. Richards from way downtown missed it, and the rebound is tapped out of bounds by Morris, and we'll go back to GMU with 1:13 to go in the second quarter. So the Morris Mustangs on top, 13-7, a low-scoring affair here tonight between the Mustangs and the Raiders here on WCDO. We are glad to have you along. Top of the arc for GMU. They go to Barnes in the left corner by the Morris bench. To the interior for Marin. Marin in the paint. Gets tied up, and it'll be scooped up and taken away by Hannah Wist of the Morris Mustangs. Wist in transition down the left side of the floor, and she is fouled by GMU with 44 seconds to go in the second quarter. And so let's see. That's the fourth team foul here on GMU. So both teams with four team fouls. Morris will look to get it in with Ross. We'll find Maddie Coleman. Now back to Ross at the top of the key. Ross thought about a three, thought better of it, threw it away into the corner, though. A little miscommunication, rolls out of bounds, and back to GMU. 36 seconds to go here, second quarter. For all the struggles that GMU has had on offense here, they still find themselves in this ball game coming up on the halftime break. This will be Hammond walking it down the floor with 30 seconds to go here before our halftime intermission. Kendra Hammond over midcourt, directing some traffic, gets to the right side, looking for options, tries to go back to Sorochinski, threw it away, ball out of bounds, going back to the Mustangs with 19 seconds to go here in the second quarter. And so it'll be Morris with the basketball now. They'll look to work it in. And they'll go to Hannah Wist at midcourt. Shot clock is off. Wist to the right side as Morris goes left to right. On the baseline, dishes one off, finding it back to Amira Ross. With 10 seconds to go here in the second quarter, Maddie Coleman falls on the floor, gets it to Richards, stops, tries to shoot a three, but it was blocked out of bounds. And is it going to stay here with Morris? I think so. Yeah, it's going to stay with the Mustangs with 2 seconds left here in the second quarter. So it'll be the Mustangs getting it in with Amira Ross. Ross finds Richards at the buzzer. No, and that'll do it. Halftime here in Gilbertsville, and it's the Morris girls on top of GMU 13-7. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a minute. Remember that Mirabito has been keeping your family warm since 1927. Halftime score, 13-7. Morris girls on top of GMU, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Mirabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Mirabito team today by visiting mirabito.com/careers. Mirabito, where people make energy different.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Time now for the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Mirabito's been serving the community and keeping your family warm since 1927. At Mirabito, our people make energy different. Halftime score here from GMU tonight. The Morris girls lead 13-7 over Gilbertsville Mount Upton. Here's our scoring summary so far. Carissa Richards with a game-high 10 points so far. Really started to fill it up there at the end of that second quarter. Hannah Wist has 3 points, so those are the two scores for Morris. And not much different on the other side. We have Hannah Bonskowski with 3, Mackenzie Barnes with 3, and we have Mackenzie Marin with 1 on the other side. Just had to fix something on my sheet here. So, yeah, Marin with the other one. So low scoring, good defense. It's kind of what you expect from a Morris GMU type of game. You know you're going to see physical play, a lot of hard screens. These two towns have a love-hate, I would say. It's great sportsmanship. We've seen a lot of bodies flying, but a lot of helping each other up. You love to see that. But you love the competitiveness of it, too. That's one of my favorite parts of this rivalry. So if you're a Morris fan, you got to be excited. Your boys are headed to the Tri-Valley Championship undefeated at 19-0, and that ties a school record at Morris for on the boys' side for 19 wins in a row. So they're looking to set a new school record on Saturday when they take on Edmiston in the Tri-Valley Championship game. And they had Scott Murphy join the 1,000 Career Point Club last night. We did that game on the radio. They were taking on Lawrence Milford last night. We believe he's the fourth boy in school history to do it. We're doing some more research on the Morris 1,000 Career Point Club list for the boys and the girls, doing a lot of archive digging, talking to people, trying to do our homework to make sure that they get a full list there. So, all right, it's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we will have things ready and set for the start of the third quarter with the Morris girls leading GMU 13-7 here in the Tri-Valley Playoffs. We'll be back on WCDO.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. For over 40 years, RC has provided fast, friendly towing and wrecker service. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there, but best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. Keep that number handy in your phone or glove box. 563-9299.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shindello Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shindello Federal Credit Union. Go to Shindello.org. or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. It's the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. I'm Nate Lull. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Our halftime score, 13-7. The Morris girls lead the GMU girls here in the Tri-Valley playoffs. And there is still a chance we could see some history here tonight. And I don't want to jinx anything. I'm kind of superstitious like that. I'm knocking on wood right now. If a milestone happens here tonight, we will certainly have that information for you. We can explain it all, as it would be really cool if it could happen here tonight. If not, there will be more games where it could happen. So, you know, some magic happened last night for the Morris Mustangs, where a certain player joined the 1,000 Career Point Club. We'll hope maybe something similar could happen here tonight. Sorry to be so vague, but sometimes, you know, like to keep the secret surprise out there. One last quick break. Third quarter, when we come back here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. We start the third quarter with a Carissa Richards layup. She got the inbound, took it the length of the court, and scored. And now Hannah Wist does the same thing. The Raiders a little bit asleep at the wheel here, and Morris has pumped this lead up to 17-7 with back-to-back buckets by Richards and Wist to start the third quarter. Richards is up to 12 points now. GMU's going to have to find a way to get the offense going here. Ball loose on the floor. Grab a jump ball. Arrow is going to keep it with GMU. The Raiders now going left to right to start this third frame. Morris right now playing hard, and they are being rewarded for it. GMU gets the ball in. Into the corner. Bonskowski dials up a three. Left it short. Rebound Richards. And Richards in the backcourt. Long pass ahead. Finds Hannah Wist. Dips one over to Amira Ross, who scores. Tic-tac-toe passing there, and Ross is able to finish it. GMU wants a timeout. Morris shot out of a cannon to start this third quarter. They lead 19-7 over GMU. Early third quarter, we'll be back on CDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Early third quarter out of the timeout. It's 19-7. The Morris girls are on fire, and they get a steal here out of the timeout. Richards is going to come away with it. Great hustle by Maddie Coleman, as well as Carissa Richards. And the ball was knocked out of bounds, but it was last touched by GMU. And so Morris will get it with 6:45 to go here in the third quarter. It's 19-7, and the Morris girls are on top of GMU. Here's Richards to the left side. Looks to pull it out, goes to Ross. Ross to the high post, now to Wist. Wist back to Ross, who had that layup before the timeout just a minute ago. Looking for some options here. Lost it. We got a reach-in foul, though, on GMU. There was only 9 seconds left on that shot clock, so that kind of bails out Morris there, as they didn't look like they were going to get a good shot off. Timeout here by the Mustangs. We'll step away. 6:25 to go, third quarter. 19-7 our score. Morris girls on top of GMU on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at LandersFH.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney. Proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
6:25 to go, third quarter. 19-7 our score. Morris girls get it to the interior. A pull-up jumper is no good in the paint there by Mackenzie Hoyt. And a rebound here for GMU back down the floor. Kendra Hammond, as GMU goes left to right, directing traffic in front of the GMU bench. She'll float one over to the far side here. Raiders trying to set it up on offense. Bonskowski, with only 3 points tonight, has got to find a way to get things going. Takes it to the interior and scores. Big bucket there for GMU right when they needed it. On cue for Hannah Bonskowski. Makes it a 10-point game. Still a lot of time left with 5:50 to go in the third. It's 19-9. Mustangs with the ball. Back the other way. Richards with the jumper. Canned it. And Richards has got 14. I can tell you, folks, we're getting close to something here with 5.5 to go in this third quarter. It's 21-9. And back down the floor here for the Raiders is Kendra Hammond. Hammond directing traffic. Finds Bonskowski in the corner for three. Yes! Hannah now with 8 points. Won't be denied here on her home floor. Makes it 21-12. Can the Raiders claw their way back in? So Richards with 14 points for a long two. Carissa left it short there. Gets her own rebound. Scoops it up and scores. Richards with 16. And I can say it now, folks. Carissa is 1 point away from the 1,000 career point club here for Morris. 1 point away. She'd be the eighth player in history to do it at MCS if she can score one more. Here's Bonskowski, a turnaround shot. Missed that. Rebound for Maddie Coleman. We got a jump ball on the rebound. And that's going to give it back to the Mustangs with 4:40 to go here in the third. And Morris on top, 23-12. So an inbounds pass here for Carissa Richards. She'll walk it down the floor. I think she knows she's close. I don't think she knows she's one away. Richards for three, right side. Oh, off the front of the rim. And a rebound here for GMU. Hammond ahead for Bonskowski. Two on one if they can hurry. Bounce pass over to Mackenzie Barnes. Hits it and she's fouled. Big bucket there for Mackenzie Barnes, who has 5 points. And she'll head to the line. And GMU chugging along here with 4:25 to go in the third. They trail Morris 23-14. Shot coming up at the line here for Barnes, who's played very well tonight. And Barnes steps in, missed the shot. Rebound for Bonskowski, though, keeps it alive. She steps through. Her little runner is short. Barnes with another one. Cleans it up and puts it in. Mackenzie Barnes with 7 points. Makes it 23-16. 4:10 to go here in the third. Richards with the runner. She hits it. And there it is. Carissa Richards, 1,000 career points. The buzzer sounds, and she's done it. Congratulations to Carissa Richards. She came in tonight needing 17. She averages over 20 a game, but, you know, I knew Morris was going to try to get her the ball, but you just never know. You have a cold shooting night, something like that. I didn't want to jinx her, but the Morris magic continues. Carissa Richards joins the 1K Club tonight. Back-to-back nights where a Morris Mustangs player hits the milestone, as Scott Murphy hit it last night. We believe Carissa is the eighth female player to score 1,000 points at MCS. The research continues on the full list. We're pretty sure we've got it down to what it is. It's eight players on that list. It was seven coming into tonight, but Carissa now makes it eight. So we'll have more info soon, but she's done it. Her family, her friends are all here. They've all been down in the one corner, I think, hiding all the signs and streamers. But with that bucket, Carissa hits 1,000, and Morris now leads 25-16. So congratulations to Carissa Richards. Awesome that we could be here on the radio for this milestone tonight. Still got a ball game left to play. They can celebrate later, but it's 25-16. Left side of the floor, Hannah Boskowski for three. It was partially blocked out of bounds. Don't have a call yet here. Looks like it's going back to the Mustangs, though, with 3:55 to go here in the third quarter. So the drama is over there for Carissa Richards. It's always tough when you know you're that close. That's what the players tell me. They say, boy, it's like, you know, you're just playing a little tighter. Richards with a jumper, missed this one. As every point from now on, she can work her way up the list. Richards into the corner. Another three here. Gas for Carissa Richards, 21. There are a bunch of players on that list that only had like 1,018 or 1,020. She's got a couple of games left, so she's going to work her way up that list. And Morris now leads 28-16. Turnaround shot for Kendra Hammond on the left low block. She's fouled and will head to the line. You know, I think Morris tonight comes in probably knowing that Carissa had a chance, and I feel like they've played with some good energy because of it, wanting their teammate to have a chance to get it. So 3:20 to go here in the third, making it 28-16. Hammond at the line. Her first shot, no good. And Morris is trying to make sure that they win this game here tonight so you can have a 1,000-point score and maybe a win. Second shot for Hammond at the line. This one's off the mark. Rebound for Barnes. Back out. Hammond, a two-point opportunity. Missed this one off the front of the rim. Another rebound for Barnes. She gets tied up with Wist and will have a jump ball. Boy, both teams wrestling and battling for it down. Actually, we're going to have a foul underneath on Wist on the reach-in. So GMU is going to hold on to it here with 3:15 to go in the third. So Carissa Richards joins the 1K club, and Morris is on top 28-16. Fun night here at GMU. You were hoping she could do it here tonight. Getting late in the season, you just don't want to take any chances. Good inbounds pass by Boskowski. Gets it to Barnes. Body's flying as Barnes tried to buy herself some real estate. Now back inside for Hannah. The jumper is no good, but she's fouled. And Boskowski will go to the line again with 3:10 to go in the third. And our score 28-16. Morris on top. GMU has got to try to chip away at this. Still, obviously, some time left. But they're going to have to find a way to put the ball in the hoop. So Boskowski to the line will settle in. And her first shot at the line is no good. Hannah has just been off at the foul line here tonight for the Raiders. Second one coming. With 3:10 to go in the third. As GMU settles in with Hannah Boskowski at the line, and her second shot is good. So Hannah now is up to 9 points on the night. And our score is the Morris girls 28, GMU 17. 3 minutes to go in the third. Richards to the left side, finds Wist, pump fakes, gets into the paint, throws it up, and is fouled at the left low block. And Hannah Wist will go to the line. She has 5 points so far tonight. 2:55 to go here in the third, and Wist will settle in at the charity stripe for the Mustangs. As they've had the momentum here in this third quarter so far. And Wist's first shot won't go down. Second one coming for her. Wist settling in. As we said, a great three-sport athlete here. Heck of a soccer player. Was an all-state selection in the fall. and an excellent softball pitcher as well. But 0 for 2 at the line there, that's the ultimate broadcaster's curse if you go 0 for 2. Back down the floor for GMU with 2:50 to go in the third quarter. It's 28-17. Raiders with the basketball. They'll float one to Bonskowski. NBA range three for Hannah. In and out. She wanted that one. She smacks her hands together as that one looked like a pretty good shot, but it wouldn't fall. Would have brought GMU down to an eight-point deficit, but instead Morris still leads 28-17. 2.5 to go in the third. Now a steal by Bonskowski. Left side, takes it into the rim, missed the layup. Sorochinski follows it up and scores. Big bucket there by Alyssa Sorochinski to make it a 28-19 game. Morris is still ahead. Now a foul on Barnes as Richards tried to go to the hoop on the right low block. And we'll see what the foul total is here for Barnes as she's picked up a couple. Sorochinski coming out. Actually, that's only the second on Barnes. Both teams going to the bench. And Savannah Coyle will check in as well for the Mustangs. Now look to get it in. Hannah Wist with 2:10 to go in the third. Wist fakes a pass to Richards, takes it to the teeth of the defense and is fouled. And Wist will head to the charity stripe. Again, with 2:09 to go here in the third, Morris looking to increase this lead as they lead 28-19 over Gilbert's hometown Upton. So Wist will settle in at the line to shoot two here for MCS. Wist's first shot won't go. I think the basketball gods came back down again, put the lid on the rim for both sides. For a while there, end of the second, early in the third, everything was going in for both sides. But here's Wist's second shot, and it's good. So Hannah gets that one to go. She now has 6 points. And we come up on 2 minutes to go in the third. 10-point ball game. Morris leads GMU 29-19 here for the girls. Bonskowski, as GMU goes left to right, on the right wing, comes off of a screen, fires up a long two, missed it, rebound for Kendra Hammond. Her second chance, no. Both teams on the floor for the rebound here. Ross comes out of the fray with it and gets it to Richards, and Morris avoids the scrum. Great pass from Richards, finds Wist for a layup that she misses. It was partially blocked there on the right low block. Hammond back down the floor to the right side. Ball tapped out of bounds by Wist. And it's going to stay, I believe, here with GMU. Last touch by Wist of Morris with 1.5 minutes to go in the third. Oh, boy, they're going to call a foul here on Hannah Wist for that reach, and Morris fans not happy with it. Third personal foul here on Wist. It looked like a pretty clean steal to me, but it puts Hammond on the line. Easy for me to say up here in the balcony. And first shot is good for Kendra Hammond. So Hammond with the first one makes it a 9-point game. GMU still with a full quarter to go and 1.5 minutes left here in the third. Has some time to pull this back as she goes 2 out of 2. Gets that to go. So it's 29-21 with 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. Richards across midcourt. She's got 21 of Morris's 29. Richards, baseline drive, the floater, hit the rim twice, no. Rebound by Mackenzie Barnes. And ahead for Hannah Bonskowski, 2-on-1 if they can hurry. Hannah to the rim is fouled by, oh boy, this is on Wist. Going to be her fourth, I believe. Yes, this is on Hannah Wist. Primary ball handler here along with Richards, and Wist is going to have to head to the bench. And a timeout's going to be taken here by Morris. Tough for Wist. We got a ball game, folks. Morris 29, GMU 21 with 1:18 to go in the third. We'll be back on WCDO.
Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge, has amazing Valentine's Day and football specials to offer. Reservations are strongly recommended for the Valentine's dinner on Saturday, February 11th, featuring a special menu for two. And you'll want to place your Sunday to-go orders early. Jerry's Inn will be open Sunday from noon till 6:30. Call them at 607-320-4545 to make your Valentine's dinner reservation and place your football to-go orders. Check out Jerry's Inn on Facebook for Valentine's Day and big game special menus.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 1:18 to go here in the third. It's 29-21. And the Raiders, out of the timeout, will head to the line. GMU trailing Morris. It's been an exciting night. Carissa Richards joins the 1,000 career point club for Morris. But GMU trying to crawl back into this game. And Hannah Bonskowski now into double figures. She has 10 points. Makes it 29-22. Could the Raiders erase this here, this deficit? As Hannah settles in for her second shot at the line, that's good. There's the good foul shooting for Bonskowski. She has 11. Makes it 29-23, a six-point game, folks. 1:15 to go in the third. The fourth quarter is going to be exciting. Richards off a screen to the left side. Pulls it back out to Ross at the top of the key. Ross pushed back up by the defense near midcourt, trying to find some room. Ross, again, holding her dribble, picked it up in a tough spot. Goes to Coyle, takes it down low. She gets tied up. We got a jump ball. Arrow gives it to the Raiders. And the momentum, Uncle Mo here is sliding back to GMU. Can they close this down here at the end of the third? Bonskowski walks down the floor here, crosses the Raiders logo at midcourt. GMU working it around. They go to Hannah. She comes off a screen. Passes down low for Barnes. Right-handed layup is good for Mackenzie Barnes. Barnes has 9, and it's 29-25. GMU's right back in this game. They trail by 4 with 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Richards with the ball, comes off a screen for Morris. On the baseline, good drive by Carissa Richards, and she finishes. 23 here for Carissa. 15 seconds to go in the third. Comes off of a screen. Here's Hannah Bonskowski. Tied up, ball on the floor, jump ball. Going to go back to Morris with 9 seconds to go in the third, and Morris leading 31-25. Mustangs will have it. And can they get a shot off here with about 10 seconds left in the third quarter? They'll get it into Coleman. Now to Coyle, back to Ross. 5 seconds left. Ross into the paint. It's going to shoot up a floater. Excuse me, missed it, and that'll do it. Three quarters in the books. Morris girls lead GMU 31-25 on the road tonight in Geeville. We'll be back with the fourth quarter on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter here tonight at GMU. It's a 31-25 score. The Morris girls leading at Gilbertville Mount Upton. Some exciting news tonight. Carissa Richards now has 23 points on the night. She needed 17 coming in to join the 1,000 career point club for the Morris Mustangs. We believe she's the eighth player in school history to do it. On the female side, we believe there's 4 boys. We are still doing the research on that. So if you're in the car yelling at me, trust me, we're going to the library. We're going to figure it out. We're talking to the old-timers at the coffee shop. Don't worry. GMU with the ball to start the fourth quarter. Bonskowski with a 3, missed it. Ball out of bounds going to Morris here on the rebound. So can GMU claw back into this game? They got it to 4. They currently trail 31-25. And here comes the Mustangs across midcourt going right to left. Here is Richards with a jumper, left it short, skimmed the front of the rim, and a rebound now for Kendra Hammond. Hammond in transition across the midcourt timeline. Will look to set it up. Pulls it back out. Hammond with a chest pass finds Bonskowski. Comes off a screen. 3 ball for Hannah. No, too strong. Too much hot sauce on it. Barnes with a rebound. Is going to get tied up, and we're going to have a jump ball. Bodies flying everywhere. Wist is back in the game playing with those 4 fouls. She was in on that ball. She's going to have to be really careful. I mean, there was, I don't think there was any danger of a foul there, but you just never know. And you're playing with those four fouls. She's going to have to walk on eggshells the rest of the way. 7:15 to go in the fourth. Morris girls still leading 31-25. Here is Wist. Comes around a screen. Jumper for Wist. In and out. It's her own rebound and is then blocked by Kendra Hammond of GMU. Hammond quickly back down the floor. Throws a bomb down the floor, and it was well over the head of Bonskowski. She would have needed to be about 7 foot tall to grab that, so it sails out of bounds, and we'll go back to Morris. Just needed to maybe take an extra second there to set it up for GMU. 6:50 to go in the fourth, and it's a 31-25 ball game. Morris girls leading GMU. Hannah Wist, left side as Morris goes right to left. Wist with a jumper. Missed it. Again got her own rebound to the interior, and she traveled. Hannah Wist just cannot buy a bucket or a call right now, either way. And it's going to be a timeout here on the floor with 6:40 to go in the fourth quarter. And it's 31-25. GMU girls trailing Morris. We'll be back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Good game here tonight at GMU. The Morris girls lead GMU 31-25. Just a reminder, the next time we'll be on the air is Saturday night. We'll be at Oneonta High School for the Tri-Valley League Championship games. The girls game is at 5 o'clock, Lawrence and Cherry Valley Springfield. The boys will be at 7 between the undefeated Morris Mustangs at 19-0. They take on Edmiston. At the same time will be the MAC girls basketball tiebreaker games. Those games are at UV at 5:30 and 7. Green and Oxford in the first game. Unitego and Sydney in the nightcap over at UV. We're going to be providing updates on all four games. So if you tune in here on Saturday night, you're going to be able to keep up with the MAC girls and then the Tri-Valley Championships as well, only on WCDO. 6.5 to go in the fourth. It's 31-25. Bonskowski out of the timeout, a long three, rips off the back of the rim and won't flush down. And a rebound for Carissa Richards. Ahead for Hannah Wist. Boy, she thought about a three. But I think after that timeout there, she said, nope, we're going to pull it out, be smart about this. Wist to the right side. Dribble drive into the blue paint here. Lost control of the ball. And back down the floor for Kendra Hammond. Takes it to the rim and is fouled on her way up. And will head to the line. Foul shooting for both teams tonight has been tough. And so Hammond is really going to have to try to settle in here for GMU. Mackenzie Marin back into the game, as well as Alyssa Sorochinski. So GMU's got the starting five back in, as well as Morris. Again, with 6 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter. And so settling in will be Hammond at the line, and her first shot is off the back of the rim. And GMU needs these buckets right now. The clock has stopped. You need these points when you're trying to chip back into a game. Morris is too good to leave these points on the table. So Hammond's second shot at the line rattles in. Big shot there for Kendra. Makes it 31-26. 5:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Morris with the ball again going right to left. They're in the blue with the white trim. GMU is in the white with the blue and gold trim. Richards for three. Oh, boy. Deep three from the left side. She buries it. Huge shot there for Carissa Richards. 26 for Carissa tonight. And again, joins the 1,000 career point club. And that's a big dagger there as Morris leads 34-26. Bonskowski off a screen for GMU, and she missed that shot. Richards with a rebound. Breezes down the floor to the right side. Had it poked away from behind, out of bounds. It's going to stay with Morris, and Richards has come to play here tonight for these Morris Mustangs. 5:25 to go in the fourth. Mustangs will work it in. They go to Wist. Pump fakes on a three on the right side. Now they'll pull it back out. Wist gets a screen. Wants a three from that right side. Skimmed off the front of the rim. Rebound, Bonskowski. Looking to run. Hannah in transition to the rim. Missed a shot. Rebound, Amira Ross. And then she's fouled underneath by Mackenzie Marin. And so Morris will hold on to the ball. Team foul situations in this tight game. One apiece now for Morris and GMU. in the team foul category with 5:05 to go here, fourth quarter. And it's Morris, 34, GMU, 26. Richards feeding Wist on the left side. Wist comes off a screen, goes back to Ross. Morris content to work a little clock here, 15 on the shot clock. Wist back out to Ross. Wist again will get the chest pass in the corner. Finds Coyle down low. She gets tied up. Excuse me, not Coyle. That's Mackenzie Hoyt. And it'll go back to GMU on the jump ball. The arrow will give it to the Raiders. With 4:45 left, still time for GMU, but they're going to have to find a way to put the ball in the basket. They haven't been able to do it. They've been cold the last couple of minutes, despite getting some good looks for Bonskowski. 4:30 to go in the fourth. Raiders to the high post. They go to Bonskowski. Finding Barnes. She fires up a three and hits. Mackenzie Barnes dials long distance, and she's got 12 points. Makes it 34-29, and GMU's right back in it with 4:15 to go. Richards gets a screen, goes to the right corner, wants a three. Richards, bang, wow. Richards with 29 here tonight will not be denied on her 1K night. And Morris again leads 37-29 with 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Raiders, can they answer again? They try to go back to Bonskowski. She gets off of a screen, takes it into the interior, and her jumper is good off the glass. Hannah now with 13. And a timeout is taken with 3:50 left. Our score, Morris, the girls leading 37-31 over GMU. 3:50 to go in the fourth. We'll be back on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter, and it's 37-31. The Morris girls on top, as Carissa Richards has 29 of Morris's 37. Unbelievable. She's been unconscious here in the second half. Every time it felt like GMU could get it back to 6 or 5 or 4, Richards has just loaded up another three ball. 29 points is what she does. So Richards is in the backcourt, and we'll get near the midcourt timeline and finding Hannah Wist. Big possession here for the Mustangs. They hit another long-range shot. It's going to be tough for GMU to come back. Richards comes off a screen. GMU being very careful on defense. They go to Wist. Wist on the baseline, underneath Maddie Coleman. No, in and out, second chance for Coleman. That won't go. Rebound, Wist pulls it out. They got a fresh shot clock, and they're going to use it. Smart play there by Wist. She'll reset. Comes off of a screen. Wist, bounce pass back up to Ross. Into the corner, wants Wist, pump fakes. Pull-up jumper, in and out, rebound, Kendra Hammond. 3 minutes to go. Morris leads 37-31, big possession here. And into the corner, a steal by Amira Ross. Took it away from GMU and back down the floor for Richards. Across the midcourt timeline, head coach Rhoda Flint almost halfway out on the floor saying, slow down, slow down. Wants to use a little clock. 2:45 to go in the fourth. Richards off a screen. Pumps one back out. Finds Wist at the high post. Inside for Wist. And we got a foul on the floor with 2:40 to go here in the fourth, right about when she got to the high post. And so it'll be Richards doing the inbounding duties. Wist is saying, let me go. I would have had a wide-open layup. Wist is going to pull it back out after the inbounds by Richards with 2:30 to go. Morris leading 37-31. Good game here tonight in Gilbertsville. Tri-Valley girls playoffs. 15 on the shot clock. Wist takes it to the far side. Finds Ross. A three for Amira is too strong. Rebound Kendra Hammond. Another big rebound for Kendra. Down the floor. Hammond going to try to take it all the way to the rim. She's partially blocked. Barnes is there to scoop up the rebound. She misses a left-handed layup. Coleman with another rebound. Stolen back by Sorachinsky, and she's fouled on the right low block. Wow, what a series of events there. A couple of missed shots by GMU. A rebound by Morris that was then stolen by GMU. and Sorochinsky will go to the line with 2:08 to go. Big foul shots here for Sorochinsky, and GMU wants to talk it over. 2:08 to go in the fourth. We'll be right back. Morris Girls on top, 37-31 here on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. 37-31. Morris Girls on top with 2:08 to go here in the fourth quarter. Nate Lull with you tonight here on WCDO. GMU to the line out of a timeout with Alyssa Sorochinsky, the sophomore guard, looking to pull GMU back into this ball game here. These are some big foul shots. In a quiet and hushed gym, misses the first, hit the rim three times. I'm not kidding, folks. Bounced in and out. And another one coming here for Sorochinsky. Can she take a deep breath? Can she reload? Still need this one if you're a Raiders fan. So Sorochinsky taking her time. Second shot, good. Nothing but net on that one for Sorochinsky. She has 3 points tonight. Makes it 37-32. Morris on top. Raiders got a clamp down on defense, as Richards has 29. They let her run free to the hoop, but she misses the shot. Coleman was there with a rebound, couldn't put it in. Barnes is able to rip it away, and GMU gets the ball back with a minute 52 to go in the fourth. Need a big possession here. Here is Hammond straight away. Wants to get it inside, tries to pass one down for Barnes. It goes out of bounds. No, it stays in. We got a jump ball. And the arrow is going to give it back to Morris. GMU tried to go inside to Barnes as Bonskowski was bottled up with a minute 40 to go, and Morris will get it back. They need another possession to try to get a bucket. Can Morris stall it out here or get a bucket to maybe seal it with 90 seconds left? Richards being closely guarded. Wist wants to take it to the interior. Finds Hoyt. Back out for Ross. 10 on the shot clock. Wist for a three. No. It was a line drive. And then on the rebound, we got a foul underneath. Going to be a double foul, it sounds like here. One on Morris, one on GMU. Is just both teams are fighting hard there for rebounding position underneath. And I think officials just wanted to try to get it a little bit under control here with a minute 19 to go. Team foul situation here. Three apiece for Morris and GMU, so no shooting quite yet. But here we go. Minute 19 to go. GMU's got to get it up the floor here. They trail 37-32. Bonskowski comes across midcourt and to the left side. Tries to go to the interior for Kendra Hammond. Up off the glass, no. Hammond pulls it back down. We got a jump ball. This will, I think, give it to GMU. And again, the officials are saying, guys, on the interior, we got to chill here on these rebounds. I think what's happening is when the ball gets tied up, somebody's still trying to rip it away even after the whistle. I think is really what they're saying here. So they're just saying, chill when you hear the whistle. Play hard, but hold on to it. Timeout's going to be taken by Morris, and the arrow should be white ball, I think. I think they got the last one. We're going to talk things over here. There's going to be a timeout, and they're going to check the arrow here at the table with 1:05 to go. I'm going to keep it right here during this break. 37-32 our score. I think they're going to check it here at the table. I just want to keep an eye on this because I do believe Morris got the last one. Really good table crew here, so we'll see. I might have missed something in between there. So, again, 37-32 our score. Morris Girls on top of GMU. Raiders need a miracle, but they still have a chance. And, again, the next time we'll be on the air will be on Saturday, Tri-Valley Championship. Boys are at 7. The girls are at 5. And girls' game again, Cherry Valley, Springfield, and Lawrence. Lawrence pulled the upset of Worcester in the semifinals. Boys' game should be a doozy. Morris and Edmiston, that's always good. MAC tiebreaker girls' games are on Saturday night as well at UV. No admission for any of these games. So if you're looking to go, there's no admission charge. Just get there early, find your parking. The MAC tiebreaker games are up at UV for the girls to decide who will go to the MAC championship. Those games are Green versus Oxford, as well as Unitego versus the Sydney Warriors. 5:30 for Green and Oxford, and it'll be a 7 o'clock tip for Sydney and Unitego. We're going to have coverage of all of it for you, at least going to give you score updates as much as we can. Out of the timeout, the Arrow will keep it with Morris, so the table was correct. And so the Mustangs will look to get it in, and they do. Full court pressure coming from GMU, but Wist is able to break it. A minute to go. Wist over midcourt. We'll pull it down. Try to burn off a little clock here. Wist will shovel one back to Carissa Richards. Richards now at the top of the key. 12 on the shot clock, now down to 10 on the baseline. Richards tiptoeing around, finds Maddie Coleman on the interior. She's blocked, but we got a foul. And Coleman's going to go to the line with 38 seconds left, and Morris ahead 37-32. Big shots coming here for Maddie Coleman. No points tonight, but she's been very good on the interior against a GMU team that I think has a little bit of a size advantage. And she's been great on the glass, fighting hard. This is five fouls on Mackenzie Barnes, so she will check out of the game. And GMU is going to have to bring in a substitute in Kira Demon. Tough night tonight for Barnes. She was great. Fouls out with 12 points. And the first shot at the line for Coleman will not go. And a second one coming here for Coleman. Glances over to the bench. GMU's still got a chance. You got some good three-point shooters on this team. Coleman 0 for 2. Rebound. Coleman grabs it. We got a jump ball. This time it should go back to GMU. Bodies went flying again. And the Morris fan section here getting an earful from one of the officials with 37 seconds left. I think he just had enough of them down there in the corner. So 37 seconds left. GMU wants a timeout. And, yeah, it's going to be GMU ball, and they're going to take a timeout here. Boy, some confusion. GMU's still in this game. We'll take a timeout. 37 seconds left. Morris leads 37-32. We'll be back with the conclusion on CDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. 37 seconds to go here live tonight in Geeville as it's the Morris girls leading GMU 37-32. Carissa Richards with 29 points for Morris. She scored 29 of their 37. She joins the 1,000 career point club tonight here for the Morris Mustangs. Incredible performance tonight by Carissa. So glad that we could be here tonight for this ball game. And, you know, she needed 17 to get 1,000. And sometimes you think, okay, they're going to let off the gas now. But they've needed these points. And Carissa, every time the GMU has inched back in, Carissa's been right there to hit a shot. So that has been really a great contest here tonight by Carissa. One of the best games I've seen her play, I think, offensively. She's had several like this, but this is a special one here tonight for her. Out of the timeout, GMU gets it in. Hannah Bonskowski needs a deep three, fires it up and misses it. And a rebound here by Hannah Wist, and she's going to dance out of there and kill some time. Wist in the backcourt is fouled by Kendra Hammond. GMU got a good look there with Bonskowski. She's got 11, but it just would not fall here tonight for Hannah Bonskowski. She looks to be a little banged up. Fell hard a couple of times tonight. I think just some bumps and bruises there for Hannah. Bonskowski, that is, as Hannah Wist on the other end of the floor will shoot two here for the Mustangs. And so Wist settling in at the line, hits the first one. Wist now with 7 on the night. She's been playing this whole fourth quarter with those 4 fouls. And she's done it masterfully. Second shot for Wist is good. I didn't even jinx her that time. 8 for Wist. 25 seconds left. GMU's going to have to hurry. Down 39-32. They get one to Bonskowski for 3 in the corner. Oh, in and out. Rebound, Maddie Coleman to Wist. 15 seconds left. Carissa down the floor here. in the backcourt, and that should do it. 10 seconds left, and she's fouled by Sorochinski. And Richards is going to go to the line. This will give her a chance to hit 30 here tonight, as she's currently sitting on 29. And the Mustangs are going to come to Geeville and win the battle of Route 51 tonight here with a very good performance, which is going to give them some extra points for the upcoming sectional tournament. And Richards gets the first one at the line. She has 30. Again, a whale of a ball game tonight for Carissa Richards. And she'll settle in for number two. Richards, second shot, yes. 31 tonight for Richards. Makes it 40-32. GMU with one last gasp as they bring it down the floor. Hannah Bonskowski with the three blocked. Ball's going to go out of bounds with under a second to go. But the Morris Mustangs are going to win this round of the Route 51 battle. Richards joins 1,000, and Morris wins 41-32, the final score. They did put an extra one up on the board here, so I'm going to double-check on that. But 41-32, our final here tonight. We'll be back with our three awards in the postgame show in just a couple of minutes on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time tonight, live at GMU, as Carissa Richards is posing down on the floor with her teammates, her family and friends, as she joins the 1,000 Career Point Club here tonight. Tremendous achievement. They got a couple of banners for her down there. She's got her game ball. Really great night tonight here for Carissa and her longtime head coach, Rhoda Flint. Last time that a player scored 1,000 points at Morris was in 2004, Allison Christofik. So it has been a long time since somebody was able to do this and cash in and join the 1,000 Career Point Club for the Morris Mustangs. 31 points tonight for Carissa. She scored 31 of their 41. Hannah Wist finishes with 8, and Amira Ross finishes with 2. On the other side for GMU, 13 points for Hannah Bonskowski, 12 for Mackenzie Barnes, 3 for Alyssa Sorochinski, 3 for Kendra Hammond, 1 for Mackenzie Marin here tonight. So that's the scoring summary. And to wrap up our broadcast tonight, let's give out our three awards. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course brought to you by NBT Bank. Always supporting local high school sports on WCDO. And for more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Easy tonight, 31 for Carissa Richards. She will get our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. And she joins the 1,000 Career Points Club. Certainly well-deserved here tonight. So Carissa Richards, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Next up tonight is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. They wish our local teams success this season. I'd like to go with Maddie Coleman tonight from Morris. No points on the night, but rebounds, hustling on the interior, playing good defense. I just thought she did it all. So I would like to give Maddie Coleman, for her hard work, the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Lastly, tonight is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I'm going to go with Mackenzie Barnes here tonight for GMU. 12 points from Mackenzie. She hit a huge three down the stretch, which kept GMU in this game. Tough on the interior, great rebounding. I thought Mackenzie Barnes did a fantastic job here tonight. So she will get our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. It's going to do it for our broadcast tonight. Thank you for tuning in. And a big congratulations to Carissa Richards again for joining the 1,000 Career Point Club. A big thank you to all the guys back at the station, Rob Ray, Craig Stevens, and, of course, our in-game producer, Jim Tomeo. We will be back on Saturday where we're going to have full coverage of the Tri-Valley Championship games at Oneonta High School. We will also be giving you up-to-the-minute score updates on the MAC girls basketball tiebreaker games. Those games will be at UV. We're going to try to be two places at once. We've done it before. We'll do it again. Final score again tonight. Morris defeats GMU 41-32. I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you on Saturday on WCDO Sports.
Your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.